Here's a thought I'll title, The Importance of Being Thick-Skinned. You know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I suspect a lot of you have figured this out anyway, so maybe I'm not the bearer of bad news. But the truth is, photography at times can be incredibly cruel. Our best laid plans can evaporate in technical failure. I could tell you stories, like the time I dropped my lens in the ocean. Or sometimes the work we love like children can leave others cold, and we can't understand why they don't fall in love with our images the way we have. Or, I don't know, maybe worst of all is our precious artwork can be rejected by a monstrous editor. Trust me on that one. I know what I'm talking about. It's an undeniable truth that just has to be faced, that no one said the life of an art maker would be all lollipops and rainbows every day. It takes effort to create art. It opens you up to possible suffering and pain when things don't work out the way you would like them to. Think of it this way. Being an artist is being a sensitive individual. To a large degree, that's what we have to cultivate in the art life, is our sensitivity, so that we can see and feel and think with an open heart, with a sensitive soul. And that sensitivity can be devastating unless we sort of protect ourselves with a little bit of a thick skin. If you start submitting your work for publication, or you get an appointment to show your work to a gallery or a museum, or you put up all your precious work at an art fair in the hopes of selling a few pieces, you are going to be rejected. You are going to be hurt. You might have some success in there, but it's been my observation that the success is a small compensation for the volume of difficulties and pain and rejection that we're likely to feel. One of my favorite lines from the great movie The Princess Bride was when Wesley tells Buttercup, quote, "Life is pain. Anyone who says differently is selling something," close quote. In the context of the movie, it's kind of a funny line, but in the context of the art life, it's probably more true than we'd all like to admit. So of all those tens of thousands of images that you've made with your digital camera, very precious few of them are going to be successful. As a batting average, as it were, photographers have a pretty low batting average. And that goes for just about every aspect you can think of in the creative life. It helps if we keep in mind that other people's opinions about our artwork are just that. They're their opinions, and we don't have to be influenced by them. It also helps if we make our work to our own satisfaction and strive for perfection, but are willing to accept excellence. On more than one occasion, I've complimented someone in a review session or at a workshop and said, I really like their image, and had them respond by saying, I'm not finished with it yet. I wonder why they brush off the compliment. Is it just because receiving compliments about our artwork is such a rare thing that when we receive one, it's hard to just say thank you and count it as a success and move on? Conversely, if someone rejects your work, it's hard not to internalize that and wonder if we deserved the rejection because the work just isn't any good. As a publisher, again, I can tell you that it's not uncommon at all for us to reject work, not because the work somehow doesn't measure up to our quality standards. It may be that we've recently published work that was similar to that, and we just don't want to publish another portfolio so soon on the heels of what we just did publish. I can also say that there have been, I can't even begin to count how many photographers we've rejected to lens work who have had a thick skin, who have had the courage of their convictions, who have submitted their work a second, third, fourth, fifth time, and we fell in love with the work and did publish it. Perseverance is the answer to a thin-skinned response to a rejection. Have the courage of your convictions. Keep at it. Don't lose faith. It's unpredictable when the positive result will happen, but with perseverance, I can guarantee you it will. In one form or another, maybe not exactly as you'd hoped, but I do believe there is a sort of universal law that for all the time and effort and energy we put into our artwork, there will be an audience for it somewhere, someday down the road, and a thick skin helps us stay with it until that day arrives.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.